Now, there are certain rules associated with what we do. This is, I guess, a decade-long event now, or maybe now over a decade, well over a decade. The rules are simple. Only one prediction per customer. And since you only have one, and by the way, no email, emails don't count, fast blasts don't count, only predictions made here on the air so all can hear and record them so everybody knows there is no monkey business at all. So therefore, please think very hard before dialing. Don't just call me to get voice on the radio. I've become somewhat introspective. My take on this would be that you, the audience of this program, are probably quite some bit more psychic, more in tune with the ability to perhaps predict the future, but it's going to require that you don't just blurt something out. I would also ask that you don't make hopeful predictions. In other words, I hope so-and-so happens. These are things that come from deep inside your psyche, hopefully, and not something based on your political philosophy or what have you. Just what comes from deep, truly inside of you. And so tonight and tomorrow night, we will go to the very inner core of the audience of this program and find out what you think is going to happen in the year 2006. Now, reviewing, I have, of course, not carefully read all of the predictions that have come out of the Bell family vault for 2005, but I have them here, and we will read them. But an initial read says you didn't do very well for the year. There were a few pretty big hits, but not as good as the year before. And I think what this has to do with is really taking that moment that I talked about. Don't dial right away. Sit back and think really hard. And again, don't let your, try not, you know, the remote viewers do this. They can't let their own ego, their own political leanings and philosophies get in the way. So try to reject those. Try to get rid of any biased influence you may have and dig very deeply into your psyche and try to come up with something you think is going to occur in the year coming up. Again, only one prediction per customer. We will number them, so we will be able to remember your prediction and assign you credit or a bonk if you're wrong. No emails, no fast blasts. I mean, you can send a fast blast, but I will not record any prediction made from that. Only on-air predictions, therefore all can hear and record them. And most importantly, please think very hard before dialing. Now, what have we here? Tropical storm Zeta. Zeta, albeit Zeta, in the Atlantic. In a surprising but non-threatening curtain call to the Atlantic's busiest hurricane season ever, tropical storm, incredibly, tropical storm Zeta formed in the open ocean Friday, tying a record for the latest developing named storm. Although the National Hurricane Center said that Zeta was not forecast to become a hurricane or even threaten land, Zeta's development was significant because it came 1 month after the official November 30th end to the unprecedented season. Now, I was unable to find a really good list. All I wanted was a nice short list of the top news stories of 2005. I did find New Scientist issued a list of the, let's see, NewScientist.com's 10 news stories of 2005. Going from 10 to 1, 10 is centrifugal weapon could deliver stealth firepower. Another weapon, this time a gun that spits out ball bearings spinning at extreme speeds, and there's even a video of this beast in action. Number 9. Out of this world, sex could jeopardize missions. Sex and the romantic entanglements among astronauts could derail a mission to Mars, according to a top panel of U.S. researchers. Their recommendation for NASA, more study of the issue. Really? Number 9, bionic suit offers wearers super strength. Many kids dream of growing into a bionic adult, able to perform superhuman deeds. This dream moved one mechanical step closer to reality this year. Number 7, Antarctic ice sheet is an awakened giant. A slumbering giant, the massive West Antarctic ice sheet, previously assumed to be stable, started to collapse noticeably in 2005, adding extra heat to the climate debate. Number 6, falling ocean current raises fears of mini ice age. In a year dominated by climate change fear and greenhouse gas emissions targets, the news of a 30% reduction in the warm currents that carry water north from the Gulf Stream sounded a very loud note of alarm. You may have seen the pictures on CNN of the snowstorms and freezing weather in Europe. It's only the beginning. Details, number 5, details of U.S. microwave weapon tests revealed. The U.S. military raised temperatures further in 2005 by trying their new microwave weapons on a test crowd. A test crowd with mixed results. Were you in that crowd? Number 4, U.S. military sets laser phasers to stun. The phaser is an impressive-looking beast, larger than Captain Kirk's trusted phaser, of course, but the risk of blinding innocent bystanders shrouded this prototype weapon in controversy. Number 3, 11 steps to a better brain. Like a personal trainer for the brain, without the strain, we expect the IQ of our readers to be much greater than that of the start of 2005. Number 2, Pentagon reveals rejected chemical weapons. The chemical sex bomb, designed to make enemy soldiers sexually irresistible to each other, thus destroying an enemy's morale. Oh, God, that would do it, wouldn't it? Number 1, 13 things that do not make sense. Our most clicked story of 2005, the placebo effect, cold fusion, dark energy, the wow signal, and bizarre homeopathy results were just a few of the mysteries that fascinated you. So the most clicked on at New Scientist, the top 10. Now, of course, without having a good list of the top 10 stories, I would say the weather certainly would be the top. Katrina would be the top story of 2005, no doubt about it. But I think looking beyond Katrina at the big weather picture, and by the way, have you seen what's going on the West Coast? Flooding? Big storm on the way in? I mean, really big storm on the way in. Strange things going on above our heads. The ionosphere is doing very strange things. So I understand that Time magazine almost made the man of the year Mother Nature. She was in contention. Certainly it was a year of weather. There is no question about that. A very serious, very wild, very bizarre, unpredictable, record-setting weather. And if I were to make a prediction for 2006, it would be, if Mother Nature didn't make it for 2005, she's very likely going to make it for 2006. But again, you are the one to be making the prediction. So let me give you the phone numbers, bearing in mind they're a little bit different when we're doing the show from here in Pahrump, Nevada. The way, for those of you who don't know, I do the show from home, and my home is located in Pahrump, Nevada, a strange little, very quickly growing town west of Las Vegas and not far from the infamous Area 51, just over the hill from me here. Let me give you the phone numbers, your one opportunity tonight and tomorrow night. So if you don't get through tonight, don't worry about it. You'll make it tomorrow night. First time callers, area code 775-727-1222. The wild card line, area code 775-727-1295. East of the Rockies, 1-800-825-5033. West of the Rockies, 1-800-618-5033. 8255. In a moment, the stage is yours. I forgot there is one more rule, and this one is in my own best interest. Now, there will be no predictions of assassinations of U.S. politicians. Now, there's a very good reason for this, and that is that inevitably every year somebody will predict an assassination. Now, what happens in order every time is that Aunt Gertrude, somewhere in Missouri, hears it, and calls the U.S. Secret Service. And then the U.S. Secret Service calls me. Actually, what happens is the Secret Service comes to my door. Mr. Bell! Mr. Bell! And then they drag this out, and they want to know where the phone call came from, which, of course, I don't know. And then I explain to them that it was a prediction, a psychic prediction made by somebody in the audience and reported, no doubt, by somebody somewhere in Missouri, last time I think it was. But, you know, nobody likes having guys with bulges in their coat pockets and IDs that scare you, and they never smile. Well, they do after a while, but you get the idea. Nobody wants a knock like that on their door, and it always comes. So, as a result, no predictions of assassinations of U.S. politicians. Foreign politicians, that'd be all right. But not of domestic U.S. politicians, okay? Here we go. First-time caller line, you are the first one on the air this year. Welcome to Predictions for 2006.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Bud from Battle Creek.
Yes, sir.
Battle Creek, Michigan.
Right.
I made a prediction last year, and I'd kind of like to stick with that one this year. My prediction from last year was number 95.
One moment, please. Let me get out my official number 95. Way down there, huh?
Yeah, I was last.
Let me see if I got it right.
First caller this year.
All right. Listen. I see. Car industry.
Right.
I believe
it's going to have a rough time. And I'd kind of like to stick with that prediction, but make it more worse this year.
More worse?
Yeah, because it did pretty bad last year. I'll have to wait till you rate it later on, but I think it did pretty bad this year. But
yeah, you're probably gonna get a ding for number 95. It was a rough year for the car industry with the oil prices and all the rest of it. So yeah,
I think it's going to be worse this year.
Okay.
You know, I think they're going to take a real hard hit because some of them are talking bankruptcy and that.
You're absolutely right. Ford, I know, is in some difficulty, I believe, and GM as well. I mean, things are just not good for both the automobile industry and the airline industry. I mean, look what's happened there.
That's bad shape, too.
So you think it's going to be even worse? Do you think we're going to see one of the major car companies go belly up?
It possibly could. I just know that it's being real rough on the people that work there because they're getting to where there's, you know, it's worse and worse every year for the auto industry people that work there.
Mm-hmm.
There are more layoffs, more plant closings.
Yeah, I think that it's a pretty safe prediction, and I think you're going to get a ding on number 95, and you have now been recorded as number one.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, and take care, yes. With the oil prices having gone through the roof the way they did, certainly was a very difficult year for our domestic car industry. And one wonders, we had the problem, of course, in the 70s, and U.S. automakers were very slow off the mark to get smaller cars on the market. And the moment the oil prices dipped again, we went back to our old ways. And so that's why we're really in trouble right now, certainly one of the major reasons. While the Japanese continued to make smaller cars, of course, every time the oil prices go up, the small cars get to be worth more. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art. This is Rick from Rio Linda by Sacramento, California.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, and I believe, and it's already, the process has already begun with the installation of the Antichrist and the identity of the Antichrist is Bono.
You believe that the Antichrist will be known in 2006? Is that the official prediction or what?
I think in 2007 his true identity will come out. Wait.
We need a prediction for 2006.
That's Bono. Bono is the Antichrist. His coronation has already begun. The process of instilling him as the Antichrist has begun. He's entered into the network of the United Nations, and more power is going to be bestowed upon him in 2006. Bono is the Antichrist.
All right. But this will be known in 2006.
I believe to those of us who are perceptive of it, yes.
Ah.
Maybe not to the mass majority, but Bono, if you look at the pedigree, the maneuvering that is being bestowed upon that man, he is the Antichrist.
Okay. Well, all right. Your opinion, of course, but there we have it. Now, again, this is for the year 2006. Now, you could always call me up, I suppose, and say, well, those of us in the know certainly became aware of that in 2006. It's got to be something that nationally, there's a sort of a national awareness that something occurred to get a ding. West of the Rockies, you are on the air. Good evening or morning or something.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Art. This is a fellow ham operator, David, in Wickenburg, Arizona.
Yes, David.
Yeah, my prediction probably won't be too surprising to a lot of people. But with the hurricanes that we've had this last year, I think there's one coming in August, sometime in August of 2006.
Okay.
And I hate to say it, but I've been thinking about this really hard for a long time. And I think this one coming in August of 2006 will make Katrina look like a baby throwing a tantrum.
Really?
Yeah.
I spent a lot of this last hurricane season plastered in front of CNN and Fox and the Weather Channel and bouncing back and forth. And there's a kind of a dark fascination as these monsters form and then move toward, the continental U.S. There's a kind of an eerie, weird fascination to watch all of it occur.
Yeah. I think we're only seeing we're only scratching the beginning of this. It's going to get much worse before it calms down again.
And perhaps not in our lifetimes. All right, thank you very much. So a big, big hurricane in August. Yes, that's something to be concerned about. The coming year in weather, I think it will top 2005, and that's saying quite a bit. Again, though, I wonder how many of you sort of join me in the fascination of sitting down in front of the television and watching these monsters form and the speed with which some of them formed. I mean, literally in hours, some of them went from Cat 1 to Cat 5 in just a few hours. It really was eerie. First time caller line, you are on the air. Hello. Hello? Yes.
Yes, I have a prediction. Calling from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yes, sir.
I believe that California or part of it will separate from the coast.
Oh, boy, everybody's, somebody says that every single year.
This is the year.
Okay, turn your radio off, please. So you believe, do you have any idea which part of California?
I believe it's going to be the southern portion.
From, say, about where? Santa Barbara?
More San Diego.
Oh, so we might lose San Diego.
Yes.
And where would it go? Would it sort of float out toward Hawaii, or would it sink?
Well, maybe not quite that far.
So maybe go out and make Catalina bigger.
Maybe. But I believe there's going to be an earthquake that's going to be big enough to finally separate a portion of it, if not all of it.
And will the Californians have any warning, or will the people in San Diego be sitting in their homes and then, get up and look out and see water on all sides?
I don't believe they'll have any warning. I've had this, it's been a reoccurring dream for at least 2 months now.
Okay, buddy. There are going to be a million programs that are going to have so-called pros on, you know, to do predictions. But this is the one program where all of you, who I think have a higher than average ESP or psychic ability, simply because you listen to this program. It's one program where you get the opportunity to make the prediction. Simple rules. Only one prediction per customer, no email, no fast blasts, only on-air stuff is recorded, so it will be known by all. Please think very carefully before dialing. We want you to go to your psychic center. No predictions of assassinations of U.S. politicians will be tolerated. I will hit the button on that one so I don't get in trouble. Reviewing a few of the predictions made for 2005. Number one. 100,000 more troops go to Iraq. Well, I'm going to give that a ding. I don't know if it was exactly 100,000, but it was a hell of a lot. So, ding, 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 ding on that one. Number two, final exam for humans, as well as new energy discovered. Well, I don't know about any final exam. New energy, I'm not so sure about that one. A tentative bonk on that. Number three, free energy, a definite bong on that. We'll get plenty of predictions of that for this year. Eventually it'll be right. Number four, white noise, a giant motion picture. Well, it was pretty big. I wasn't that crazy about it, frankly, but it was a big motion picture. I'm not sure how to rate that. I'm going to bonk it. That's on the line, I know, but I'm bonking it. I'm being very strict here. Five, solar flare is really hot. Plus, high West Coast temperatures. That one gets a ding. It's been a crazy, crazy solar year. Number six, Pope will die. And Black Pope replaces him. Well, half right. We'll give that a ding and a bonk. The Pope did pass, of course, but was not replaced by a Black Pope. Number seven, Dick Cheney resigns. Bonk. Number eight, a major terrorist attack on the U.S. and Canada. And I think a major terrorist, that's a bonk, been pretty quiet. Number nine, U.S. in bondage by Al-Qaeda. Now, I don't know what to do with that one. We are certainly very concerned with Al-Qaeda. So I'm not sure. I'm going to bonk that. Number 10. Sunday legislation increases. Well, I don't think that's occurred. By the way, correct me on Fast Blast if I'm wrong on these, bonk. Number 11, Johnny Carson passes. Ding, 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 ding. Number 12, Israel hits Iran nuke facility, and then there's a war. We'll give that a bonk. Number 13, Canadian people rise up to join the U.S. I'm not sure on what, for what, but I don't think there's been any great rise, so bonk. Number 14, a cure is found for Parkinson's disease, bonk, unfortunately. And number 15, a national ID card. I think that's bonk, too. I don't think we have one yet. So if I'm wrong on any of these, feel free to correct me by sending me a fast blast. I could certainly be. Back to it we go. First time caller line, your chance to make a prediction for 06. Hello.
Hi, Art.
Hi.
I'm Jody from Kansas.
Jody from Kansas, okay.
Uh-huh. And I want to predict something I've kind of visualized, that there is a huge explosion in Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Do you have any idea what it will be?
Not really. I could just visualize the huge explosion, and I'm not sure if it's terrorists or just something else.
Cheyenne Mountain, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. It sounds like something you saw psychically. Is that what happened?
Yes.
In a dream or what?
Well, I was kind of dreaming, but yet I was partly awake. It was so real.
Is this something that occurred when I asked everybody to, you know, take a moment in reflection?
No, this happened before that.
Okay. All right, well, it's very specific. Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado, so I've got it down. Yours is going to be number 5.
Okay, and I'm a long-time listener. I'm glad to speak with you, Art.
Thank you, hon. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. An explosion at Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. And Wild Card Line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hello, Art.
Yes, sir.
Yes, this is Jeff from Amherst, Ohio. I have a prediction, and it's that in Mexico or Central America, there's going to be they're going to find a big lost city due to a hurricane, big hurricane wiping it out, the coast, and they're going to find a city, old Mayan city or something.
Let's see. In Central America?
Yeah, I'd say Central America, Mexico area.
And this lost city will be uncovered by a big hurricane?
Yep. I had a vision. I woke up in a cold sweat.
Really?
Yeah, it freaked me out.
And you actually got to see this lost city?
Yep. It was a big city like you'd see down in Mexico, like the one that's near Acapulco or something like that.
Boy, that's pretty neat.
Yeah. It's a
I can imagine, with the weather turning the way it has and the hurricane season's becoming so vicious, something like you've suggested you saw really could happen.
I really feel it, man. I just seen it, and I said, wow.
Got it. All right, sir. Registered number 6 and recorded. Now, that was kind of cool. I could imagine, after seeing what Katrina did in places, and they had a kind of a pictorial analysis done on CNN the other day in which they showed buildings that were there prior to Katrina, beautiful buildings with landscaping, big, solid buildings in the New Orleans area, and then the aftermath, and of course they were gone, and there was not even a trace left, not even a trace. Occasionally, perhaps a couple of bricks of the foundation, a little bit of the foundation left, and that was it. In other cases, not even that. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Art. This is Dale from Oklahoma, listening to you on KFAQ out of Tulsa.
Yes, sir.
And my prediction is that in 2006 at South Korea, the regime is going to collapse, and the people in South Korea will attempt to reunite with South Korea.
Wait a minute. Do you mean South Korea collapses North Korea?
Pardon me, North Korea.
North Korea. Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. And they'll try to reunite, the people will, with South Korea, but the Red Chinese are going to invade, and that will spark a worldwide military huge buildup.
Well, the possibility, of course, of North Korea collapsing is pretty big. I would think, and this is just me, but before, it all comes to an end for North Korea, I believe they will attack the South. And what that would bring, particularly if China were to become involved, is too horrible to even contemplate. So
well, that's close to my prediction, but I don't think they'll invade or try to attempt to invade South Korea. Just be the communist Chinese regime will take over Korea and establish it as a territory.
God, you guys are amazing. All right, I appreciate that. Thank you. It's number 7. What an interesting take on that. In fact, let me put down China takes over. That is certainly a possibility, isn't it? I never considered that. I always thought if North Korea collapsed or the hunger got too bad, they would simply attack the South. I think that's what most people have thought. But instead, this man said he sees North Korea collapsing and China then taking over and making it an expansion of China. Very, very interesting and certainly possible. West of the Rockies, you are on the air. Hello.
Yes, Art. This here is Johnny in Bonnie Lake, Washington.
Yes, John.
And I have visions. And I don't ask for them. Matter of fact, I don't even like them. And I see things that happen later on. And I've had this vision 3 times here in the Northwest, and I see a natural disaster. Everything's covered in white, and it isn't Mount St. Helens, but Mount Rainier.
Mount Rainier.
Mount Rainier explodes and causes a great deal of destruction. And I don't like this vision. You know, it's not pleasant. But
John, is it a repetitive vision, something
yes.
of, really?
Yes. And, you know, I get sickened, you know, to my stomach. I feel ill after I have these visions.
And where are you calling from again?
Bonnie Lake, Washington.
And how would this affect you, where you are?
I'm within a stone's throw of Mount Rainier.
Stone's throw, interesting way to put it. If Rainier went, well, let me put it this way. What are the strength of your visions? Are they so strong, John, that you would pack up and go somewhere else?
It's a possibility. You know, me and my brother have been talking about it. It's a possibility.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah, but I have these, and I don't know who to tell. You know, who would believe me?
Tell me. You're number 8.
Okay.
And if it happens, trust me.
I hope not.
I hope not too, John. Thank you very much. If somebody were to hit a big enough one, I suppose one could even imagine some national recognition. I mean, something so completely unlikely and out of the blue, and then to hit it, that you would get quite a bit of recognition. International Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, my name is Robbie. I'm calling from Quebec.
Quebec, yes, indeed. Hi.
I think since it's the year of 8, I think there are going to be 8 natural disasters. Big ones, though.
Any specifics?
Maybe a tsunami, couple hurricanes, maybe a big earthquake to the west, USA.
All right, but a total of 8 unmistakable big national disasters, huh?
Yeah.
Do you get the feeling that every year brings more of the quickening? Every year brings a little bit more of these large events from nature?
I sure do.
So do I. All right. Got it down. Number 9. Thank you.
All right.
Take care. And again, if you're just tuning in, we're doing predictions, your predictions, for the year 2006. We're numbering them. We record them, and then they get stored in the Bell Family Vault for the year and then dragged out to be reviewed and clapped or booed as we review them. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Art.
Hi.
If someone is doing remote viewing and they see something and they're not quite sure what it means, is there any way that we could maybe get that on the list?
Well, the biggest difficulty with remote viewing appears to be not seeing these things, but rather attaching timelines to them.
Mm-hmm.
So sure, of course, if you've got something, I'll... You know, put it down if you think it's going to happen next year.
Okay. Well, it's coming across really strong, so I think it has something to do with Mexico. And if you're looking at a map, you know how Texas, on the left side, it makes that little arm, and there's a curve beneath it. I would call it the armpit of Texas.
Yes.
It would be directly south of that.
And what do you predict?
I get the word impact.
Oh, really?
I get the word impact, and I see a bullseye, and then I see three sets of stars along the Rio Grande River.
Wait a minute. I have something coming to me here. You still have dial-up for the Internet,
yeah,
don't you?
I'm cutting it off. Yeah. I'm cutting it off.
You should get high-speed Internet.
Well, that's how I'm out of town. It's my laptop.
Oh, I see. All right. So you see an impact somewhere in Mexico in that armpit area.
Right. But there's 3 areas of the Rio Grande that are involved with this. 2 of the areas have connections on both sides.
When you say impact, do you mean as in perhaps a meteor impact, something like that?
That's the part I don't know. I don't think so, because then it wouldn't have anything to do with the Rio Grande, would it?
Depends on where it hits.
Yeah, it could maybe be some kind of network that's discovered there, too.
Huh. All right. Well, I've got it recorded. It's number 10.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
Mark.
Thank you, and take care. Well, so far, pretty thoughtful stuff. Interesting stuff, I would say. And again, I am asking that you don't just dial to get on the air. You don't just you know, lay something, anything on me, that you go into the center of yourself and think a little bit about what's coming up, what you see happening, and make it as unbiased as you can. In a way, I seem to be instructing you in the way a remote viewer would. In other words, suppress your ego, suppress what your ideology is, so that you don't make a prediction based on your own bias, that you rather make one just based on whatever psychic input you may have, psychic ability you may have. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hi.
Yes.
Where, first of all, turn your radio off, please.
Okay.
I'm going to have to cut that out, and we'll just make it Gregory. And Gregory, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Okay. You have a prediction for me?
Yes, I do.
Lay it on me.
I have a prediction that the Son of God should be revealed this year.
The Son of God is revealed?
Yes.
Okay. You still have your radio on, don't you, Gregory?
Yes, I do. Uh-huh. I'd like to remind the American people.
Okay, well, that's it. See, I'm tough on that. You've got to have your radio. If I say turn your radio off, you need to turn your radio off. But I've got it. I record it, nevertheless. Number 11, Son of God revealed in 2006. Well, that would make it quite a year, wouldn't it? What do you think would happen if the Son of God came back? What do you think the judgment of Earth, the current state of affairs on Earth, both with man and what man has done, how would that be reviewed by the Son of God? East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello?
Turn your radio off, please.
Okay.
Your first name?
Preston.
Preston, where are you?
Dillon, South Carolina.
All right. And do you have a prediction for the coming year?
Yes, sir.
Proceed.
I think that there's going to be at least a Category 3 hurricane somewhere in the Carolinas.
Oh, really? Cat 3 in the Carolinas, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I would say that's very, very possible, and that wouldn't be that big a deal. I mean, Cat 3s hit all the time, so.
Yeah, that's true. I think it'll probably be around September, maybe October.
Okay, September or October.
So, you know, with the crazy season this year, you know, I mean, it really wouldn't surprise me at all any time of the year.
You want to bet it's going to be even crazier?
I don't know.
Well,
but, I mean,
I think I do.
If this year's any, you know, any way to measure,
yes,
it could be. I mean, you know, there's one out there now, and it's almost 2006 already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we're definitely in a sort of a world of hurt with regard to the weather. I mean, it's just it clearly is getting worse and worse and worse.
And with the West Coast and Texas and Oklahoma, it is pretty bad, yeah.
Yeah. All right. I very much appreciate your call. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Right. It's number 12, by the way. Brian in San Antone says, hey, Art, it's not the armpit, it's the Big Bend region. Okay, fine. Greg P. from Canada says, Art, you should ask for predictions, not wishes. So many of these are just what someone wishes would happen, and they have no predictive value at all. Well, I agree. That's why I said try and do it in an unbiased manner. Try and do it casting aside your own political persuasion. And Ken in Louisville says, if remote viewing has such a time frame problem, why should we all be concerned with any such prophecy? Well, perhaps not. It does seem to have value, certainly, predictive value, but the time frame bit is a great difficulty, though, of course, Major Dames claims to have nailed that down. That of course, could be proven by a number of accurate predictions on his part. First-time caller line, rather. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hello. Yes.
Hi.
This is Ari from Colorado. How are you?
I am well indeed. Thank you.
Okay, well, I have a couple of predictions.
Only one. One per customer.
Okay, we'll stick with one. I'm a professional angelic channel. I channel the angels. And since I was a little girl, I've had contact experiences with star beings. Most of them are out of body. I'll lay down at night, and then I'll leave my body, and they will be there. Okay.
So from the angels and the star beings.
It's actually from the star beings. Specifically from the Pleiadians. I had a contact experience with them this spring that was an out-of-body experience.
Okay, got to cut to the chase here. What do they predict?
There is something coming that will cause a massive magnetic reaction in the Earth's atmosphere. What I was shown was that the sky was brown, and it had magnetic, almost like the northern lights, going across the sky, and there was no electricity, nothing electric was working where this was happening. And it was in the Midwest where this was occurring because I lived in the Midwest, and they showed me that there were parts of the Midwest actually on fire wherever this had occurred. And it was a serious enough experience that they actually said it would not be a place a mother would want her children to be.
Got it.
And I moved cross-country.
Oh, you moved as a result of it?
Yes, I did.
All right, there you have it. Number 13, usually an unlucky number, though not for me. She says a gigantic magnetic disturbance. Now, this comes from Zeta Reticuli. The Zeta Reticulans, I guess. A magnetic disturbance, a gigantic one, affecting, in her case, the Midwest. No doubt much more than that, but in her case, the Midwest part of our country. Something that would turn the skies brown and bring the northern lights to the area. So some big magnetic... Well, we've had nothing. We've certainly had nothing interesting prediction so far. Some of these are really interesting and unusual and obviously thought out. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art. It's Robert from Los Angeles.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I have a strange habit of actually being able to predict before I even see them TV shows and movies that are going to be extremely popular.
Okay.
Like the X-Files. I heard about the X-Files. There's going to be a show made from the FBI X-Archives, and they're going to make the X-Files out of it to wash out some of their files. And then that became popular, and I knew it was going to be popular.
Well, that's history, buddy, and I wish we had it recorded, but we don't. So make a prediction now for 2006 that we can record and then clap for you, you know, and say, hey, you did it.
2006, something your listeners and you will love. Mel Gibson is going to release a movie, one of the most controversial movies ever released. This movie is going to, part of the name of the movie is going to be Apocalypse Something. This movie is going to be about this country being held hostage by fundamental Islamists with nuclear weapons. And this movie is going to be, it may not even be allowed to be released in this country because the National Defense DOD people have reviewed information, I'm sure, of this movie. About.
Now, is this a prediction, or is this something you have inside info on?
Tell
the truth.
It's a mixture of two. I've heard rumors about people who are actually trying to stop this from happening, that this production, he's trying to release, it's funny, that some Middle Eastern people actually applaud this movie because it's really about us getting really in a bad way.
Well, certainly Mel Gibson has been making and releasing very wildly controversial motion pictures, so it could well be a new Mel Gibson movie virtually about terrorism and the U.S. being held hostage by some terrorists. We'll see. Another interesting prediction, and that one number 14. These really have been rather unusual, with the exception of San Diegans floating out toward the Pacific. The rest of them have been very unlikely. You know, you get a lot of very typical predictions, and a lot of these have been very non-typical. And so if they hit, you know, if we would get a ding on some of these, these people would be actually worth bringing forward. I mean, they're so unlikely that if they were to actually hit them on the nose, we'd almost have to interview somebody and see what else they had for us. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
All right, Bell?
Yes.
Oh, pleased to meet you. This is Steve from Cheney, Washington.
Hey, Steve.
Richard Daley will announce a bid for the Democratic nominee.
Richard Daley runs as a Democrat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Again, do you have inside info here?
No. In fact, I'm not even a Democrat.
Okay. Runs as what, VP?
Pardon?
Vice President?
No, he'll be running for president next election. He'll announce it.
President? Okay. All right. Got it.
Right.
Number 15.
15. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. These really are unusual. Kind of an interesting year already. So many unusual predictions. First time caller line. You're on the air. Hi.
Yes, my name is Andy from Huntsville, Alabama, where we listen to you on WBHP.
Yes, sir.
And my prediction is basically earthquake for California, 8.0 or greater, sometime late spring, early summer.
Boy, that's about when they seem to happen. April is a bad month for earthquakes,
yeah.
And it's for California.
Right.
Do you think
San Andreas fault, basically.
Do you think that some Californians are going to be noticing ocean on all sides?
No. No, I just think it's going to be a humongous earthquake, a lot of physical damage, possibly loss of life.
All right. I want to ask you how this came to you.
Well, basically, I've been, I kind of believe this one scientist, I forget his name, but I believe when he believes, when they say that earthquakes tend to follow patterns along fault lines.
Yes.
And it seems like earthquakes have been following the Pacific Ocean rift up through Asia, and now some volcanoes have been erupting in North America or becoming active in North America.
Mm-hmm.
And just following the trend on down, I believe that California is due.
Okay, so yours is more scientifically based than psychically based.
Right.
All right. Got it. Number 16, thank you very much. An 8.0 earthquake or better for perhaps the San Andreas in California. And, of course, we all know the big one is possible at any time. So could be. Number 16. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Art.
What is your first name, please?
My name is Bob. I'm here in Canyon Country, California.
Okay, Bob.
I've been having visions. I think there's going to be a my field is going to be several.
We got a lot of static here, bud.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you through it, sort of.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. There's going to be several crafts that are going to crash, and this is going to be caused by a magnetic flux, which is possibly what the woman that was talking about earlier.
Yes.
These crafts are going to crash, and I feel this date is going to be June 6th.
Okay.
Which puts it 6606.
Okay.
So,
all right, that is very eerily similar to what she had to say.
Yeah, and hers is correct. I feel that's going to happen, but I feel because of this, it's going to cause their anti-gravity, whatever their crafts are, you know, propelled by. It's going to interfere with this.
Well, wait. Are you now? I thought you were talking about airliners and a magnetic anomaly. You're
talking about
alien
extraterrestrial crash.
Oh my goodness!
Several of them are going to crash because of the magnetic flux that the other lady was talking about.
Got it.
And these are going to be in a populated area. They're not going to be out in Roswell. It's going to be the news media are going to be on this.
Oh, I would think that would be a big story.
Right. So they're not going to be able to hide this. And I feel it's going to be in the June time frame.
Probably June 6th.
Yeah, which would be unfortunately 666.
Yeah, I see. I've got it. All right. So a magnetic anomaly occurs, much like the lady suggested, And as a result of this, extraterrestrial craft, which he obviously believes are navigating our atmosphere or just beyond it, will get all confused and crash. And this will occur in a metropolitan area, causing the news media to no doubt take immediate notice. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Mr. Bell.
Mr. Caller.
I don't really, I guess you'd call it a prediction. I'm one of the millions of truck driver fans you have out here, and I just want to say thanks.
Oh, you're very welcome. Glad to have you along. So is it a prediction?
I guess you'd call it, and it's about you.
Yeah, okay. Well.
Well, it's.
All right, that's not against the rules.
It's a good thing.
All right.
I see in the upcoming year a lot of joy in your life. Something's going to happen. I don't see what it is, but I do see a lot of joy in your face and a lot of contentment in your heart, and it's going, whatever it is going to bring a lot of joy to your family.
Well, that's certainly cool, and I appreciate the prediction.
And I sure hope it comes true, and thanks again, Mr. Bell.
Okay, take care. A lot of joy in my life for the coming year. Well, that'll be good. That's not against the rules. And again, the rules are simple. Only one prediction per customer. They will be numbered and remembered. No emails, no fast blasts, only on-air stuff done so we can record it and all know it's true and there's no hanky-panky. Think hard before dialing. No predictions of assassination of U.S. politicians allowed. First-time caller line, you're on the air.
Hello, Art?
Yes.
Great honor. I think I've been listening to you since 1986.
It's been a while.
Reverend John from Belmont, New York.
Yes, sir.
You ready?
I'm ready.
We will be getting into World War III by July.
World War III by July?
Under the leadership of President, can I say her name?
Condoleezza Rice?
Yep.
I just guessed.
Sounds kind of wild, but...
You know...
The first part I'm positive of.
World War III by July.
Right.
And you no doubt, in your sexist way, think it will be Condoleezza Rice that pushes the button. right?
Not sure the U.S. will be involved in it.
If it's a world war, yes, sir. If it's a world war, we'd have to be involved.
You would think so, if we
That's
got enough money.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be a world war.
Right.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And Condi Rice pushes the button, huh?
Yep.
Boy. All right. Thank you very much, and have a good day on the road there. That was number 19. Well, you know, if that came true, we'd definitely have to call him back and have a big, big, big interview with him. World War III. Well, if World War III happened, gee, we wouldn't be interviewing anybody, would we? Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art.
Hello. Turn your radio off, please.
Okay. I've been having a recurring dream, and it keeps showing the media saying that this was the year of the earthquake because they came in unusual places, like from Boston to Maine.
Okay.
And I live on Cape Cod, and I keep having this over and over again.
Really?
Yeah.
What makes you think it will occur in 2006?
Just the fact that I keep having the dream.
How often you're having it?
I keep waking up in a, you know, in a shock. Like I should move because I live out on the Cape, and it's even going to be felt way out here.
Are you going to move?
I'm considering it.
I would think, honestly now, if I began to have a dream, a repetitive dream like yours, and I lived in the area of question, after about the third or fourth time, I'd move. I'd move.
I'm leaning that way.
All right, my friend. Number 20, thank you very much for the prediction. And I wonder how many people do act on strong feelings of that kind. How many of you actually would, you know, pack up bags, take the family and possessions, and just go? East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi. Hello? Going once, going twice, gone. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, hi. How you doing? Just wanted to call and give a prediction.
Fire away.
All right. I think that some type of satellite or a man-made machine or something else-made machine is going to be tumbling towards the Earth, and we're going to be at a desperate means to try and figure out what we're going to do with it. I think it's going to happen that we're going to be able to block it away, but it's going to partially land and hit part of the Earth.
So some big object reenters.
Pretty much, that's it. Some big object, whether it's from the past, whether it's from the future, but something's going to be, and they're not going to be able to cover this one up.
Something like the space station, or I
maybe
mean,
maybe a shattered part of a UFO.
That would be, oh, I see. You're going right back where that other man was. So you think some sort of extraterrestrial craft might come down?
Yeah, but it's going to be unintentional, and they're not going to be able to cover this one up.
So no more Roswells in 2006.
No, no more Roswell. No more Roswell. It's just going to be utter destruction when it does land, if it does take out any part of any city.
Sir, if an extraterrestrial craft were to crash in a way that could not be covered up, how do you think the world would react?
I tell you what, it would just be, they would be dumbstruck. Who could figure out how? I mean, it's just this, we all imagine it, but, you know, until we see it with our own eyes, it's two totally different theories.
Some would rejoice, some would panic, some would commit suicide. I mean, it would bring a full range. I mean, the religious community would be having fits until they found out whether, you know, another copy of the Bible came along. There'd just be real havoc if an extraterrestrial craft crashed.
Seriously. Well, ever so often something happens where it just makes everybody, you know, just grab hold of reality, but nothing this big is going to happen. But 2005, it's just a good number for something like that to happen.
One thing clear in the predictions thus far, you seem to be leaning toward the possibility of an alien craft crashing in the United States, somewhere in the U.S., due to some sort of magnetic anomaly or some other reason, but an alien craft crashing, and it's catching the attention of a lot of listeners. So that's kind of interesting. We'll see if it becomes more of a trend. Again, looking at a few from 2005, number 16 was that there'll be a 6.5 earthquake, 6.5, west of Los Angeles in August, and I think that's a bonk. Correct me if I'm wrong. 17, more stem cell research of the private type. Ding, 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 ding. Well, that sure is going on. Tony Blair, number 18, Tony Blair withdraws troops from Iraq. I think that might be a ding. I'm not sure, so I'll tentatively ding it, and I could be wrong. Number 19, a major earthquake in California in the desert, bonk, as far as I know. Number 20, a computer breakthrough of the sort that would allow much, much faster computers. That's a definite bonk. In fact, I'd like to note that I think in 2005 there have been not the kind of speed increases and increases in computer efficiency, memory, storage, that sort of thing. Well, in storage we had a pretty big increase, but generally not the kind of increase in computer technology that we've experienced in previous years. Seems to be slowing up a little bit. Number 21, that Mount St. Helens would erupt, and that would be a ding. It wasn't a major eruption, but it did erupt, didn't it? Ding, ding, ding. Number 22, that a nuclear plant in Cleveland goes up. Thankfully, that's a bonk. Number 23, Bigfoot discovered. Now, this is going to be controversial. There were a couple of very big Bigfoot stories, but I think they turned out negatively, so I'm going to bonk it. Number 24, Iraq elections. Ding, ding, ding. They certainly did have them. Number 25, comet dust becomes bad news. In other words, we get some dust back from a comet, something bad happens. Bonk, thankfully. Number 26, a semi-tractor blows up. Well, certainly that is a big ding. There were several semi-tractors that blew up in quite a spectacular fashion. Number 27, aliens are proven not to be real. Bonk. And number 28, a cruise ship blows up. Now, a cruise ship didn't blow up. A cruise ship was attacked and suffered from pirates, right? But I don't think any of them blew up that I'm aware of, so I'm going to give it a little ding and a big bonk, if that makes any sense at all. In other words, understanding that something occurred, something major occurred to a cruise ship, deserves some merit. All right, back to predictions for the coming year. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello. I like to make a prediction.
You would, huh? What is your name?
Katie.
Katie. And where are you, Katie?
I'm in South Lake Tahoe.
South Lake Tahoe. And by the way, how's the weather, Katie?
Very rainy, no snow, not probably for about a week. But
yeah, a whole lot of flooding going on in the Northwest, Katie. I was watching the Weather Channel earlier, and they said, except for a couple of low-pressure systems that are off the coast, off the West Coast right now, the jet stream would be on the ground with 100-mile-per-hour-plus winds. So there's some pretty rough weather headed our way, and certainly there now. I understand water in the streets of Reno, a lot of areas flooding, and we've got a major storm. Your prediction, Katie?
I'd like to say that there's a fault line on the east shore of the lake.
Right.
And I think that there's going to be a earthquake, and it'll cause a sort of like a tsunami, but it'll probably only go like 40 or 50 feet onto land, but it'll probably ruin about 1,000 houses up here.
Okay. And that'll be in your area?
Yeah, it'll be in the Lake Tahoe.
Lake Tahoe. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Katie, it's officially recorded as number 22. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, take care. All right, an earthquake with a tsunami involving Lake Tahoe. Indeed, there is a fault line, of course, in that area. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Art.
Hey.
It's a pleasure to speak with you again, sir. This is TJ in Kansas City. Graxius to all my friends on the Fantastic Forum.
Yes, sir.
Strangest thing happened. I was going to make a prediction earlier, and I couldn't get through, so I decided to go to bed and listen in bed, and I started to drift off. And something came to me. I think Fidel Castro is going to pass away this year, and something's going to happen in Cuba, and you're going to see a new Las Vegas pop up down there.
Oh, we don't want that to happen here in Nevada, buddy. we want to keep Las Vegas right where it is.
I have that feeling. Something told me that that's something that's going to happen. And it came to me just as I was drifting off to sleep.
Well, if that's the case, good health to Castro. all right, buddy, thank you. Castro dies, and Cuba becomes Las Vegas. I don't know. We got a good deal out here right now. You know, we have no state tax, and that comes from all the gambling and everything. So stay healthy, Castro. Anyway. Recorded, duly recorded as number 23. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art.
Hi.
This is Dan in Indiana.
Yes.
I think Bigfoot will be proven to be real, and there will be a body taken.
Bigfoot proven real, huh?
Yes.
Why do you believe this? I mean, is it something you saw, something you dreamed?
No, just all the activity this past year. And then just on the news tonight, there were sightings in Malaysia of a over 10 feet tall human-like animal seen, and they're going to be setting up cameras. They're clearing land. They're going to be setting up cameras.
Uh-huh.
I think it's just getting closer.
So,
and I think the only way to take a specimen is to kill it.
Well, that's a big controversy, you know.
Yes,
there's a professor in Washington who suggested we ought to kill one, but then there should be a law to never kill another one. Do you go along with that? I mean,
I think they need to be studied. I don't think they can take one alive.
Wouldn't it sadden you, though, to Bigfoot laid out on a slab, you know, and cut to pieces and examined and sliced
any
and diced?
Yeah, I quit deer hunting years ago just because of I didn't like to kill animals anymore. But then,
well, then, all right. Let's give you the ultimate test. Let's say you're out in the forest with a gun. Unlikely since you've quit, but you're there,
uh-huh.
And there's a Bigfoot. Oh my God, it's Bigfoot!
I wouldn't
shoot.
You've
got him in. Oh, you wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it. So
not even for the fame and the money or
so instead
whatever.
You'd go back to your family, your friends, the people you work with and say, you know what? I had Bigfoot in my sights. I began to squeeze the trigger and I couldn't do it.
And, if I had,
and you would expect them to believe you.
Yes, I would actually try to make friends with the thing.
Oh, would you really?
if I didn't pass out.
Yes, well, that's how people like yourself end up in little, nearly unidentifiable piles.
Right.
Mm. All right, well, have a good night, sir, and good luck. Bigfoot is found, identified, possibly killed, dissected, sliced, and diced in 06. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hello, Art.
Hello.
This is James, and I'm calling just down the road from down in Amargosa.
Amargosa.
Yeah.
Listening to?
KNYE.
KNYE Radio. You're in Pearl. All right. Do you have a prediction?
Sure do. I had visions of a tsunami, but unlike your other caller that was on, I'm getting visions that the tsunami is going to be a large one and hit north of California between Oregon and Washington, somewhere in that vicinity.
A tsunami in Oregon and Washington, huh?
Somewhere.
Certainly possible.
Yeah, somewhere in between that area.
Mm-hmm. All right, I've got it down, and I particularly appreciate the fact that you're listening to our hometown station here. That would be the one that Ramona and myself own, called KNYE. And by the way, for those who are always wondering, KNYE, or KNYE, stands for Nye County. Nye County, which is the, I think, the second or third largest county in the U.S., and the one in which we have KNYE. International Line, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, this is regarding Iran's nuclear ambitions.
Where are you?
I'm in Montreal, Canada.
Montreal, yes, sir.
Yes, I believe Iran eventually will give in to the international pressure and move its refining and enrichment facilities to Russia.
So you believe they stop enrichment?
No, they won't stop it. They move it. They moved all the facilities to the Russia.
Okay.
And it's not optimistic prediction, because it's like sending a con artist to charlatans to repent.
Yeah. So moves production to Russia. Why not just buy enriched plutonium from Russia? They've got plenty of it.
No, because Iran has at least 8 very rich uranium mines.
Oh, I see. So they supply the raw product,
yeah,
they get it refined, yeah, in Russia.
And also, plus that, they get, you know, a world-class, you know, information about how to produce, I mean, bomb and other, you know.
Sure. Do you think that all of this will culminate in what's called an Islamic bomb?
Could be. I mean, but all the Russians are behind it, I believe.
Yeah, I think you could be right. All right. Officially assigning that number 26, that the Iranians stopped their enrichment process, but they continue withdrawing the raw materials, ship them to Russia, and that the whole thing ends up perhaps being an Islamic bomb. First time caller line, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was calling in to make a prediction.
That's just what we're here for. Where are you?
This is Brian calling in from Orange, Texas.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a prediction that the Canadians are going to start causing some trouble up in 2006.
Okay, turn your radio off, please. The Canadians caused trouble. What kind of trouble?
Well, the Canadians have been kind of getting on the forefront of nanotechnology here recently.
Yes.
And they import a lot of our foods, and they're going to be putting this nanotechnology in the foods.
Oh, no.
And they're going to be causing a lot of trouble for us down here in the United States, and that's going to lead up to a lot of trouble for everyone else.
Well, do you think the Canadians are going to do something really horrendous, like, I don't know, shrinking Americans, exporting Canadian whatever it is that's grown up there that we eat that will cause us all to shrink?
No, it's going to be something subtle. It's going to be nanotechnology in the food. It's going to be subtle to where not even very many people are going to notice it, but it's going to kind of be the... the demise of the United States.
Why would the Canadians do this to us, our friends and neighbors?
Well, it's in their best interest, you know, to, we've always been the superpower in the Western Hemisphere, and so, you know, it would be in their best interest to try to, you know, do what's good for them to be their turn to be the superpower.
So then the Canadians bring us to our knees, or really to their knees.
Right.
Uh-huh.
We wouldn't even know it.
Chairs would just start looking bigger and, joking with you. All right. So the Canadians would do something dastardly to us through the food. A lot of people have the Canadians on their mind for some reason. And you know, the Canadians have caused so little trouble compared to the rest of the world, all these triangles of evil and so forth and so on. But the Canadians, they've been so, I don't know, calm. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art.
Yes, sir.
How are you? Hey, I wanted to make a prediction. There's so many I would like to do, but I know you only said one.
Only one.
So what I'm going to say is that this month, January, I should say in January, there's going to be a major blizzard on the East Coast. I'm talking feet of snow versus inches of snow.
Blizzard in January, huh? Well, that's really sticking your neck out. But you're saying it'll be
feet of snow.
Unprecedented in ferocity.
It'll be the upper northeast part of the United States. Mm-hmm. And I think that this storm that's popping up has something to do with it.
You mean the current storm?
The current storm that just pops up. It'll be within the next 2 weeks.
So in other words, by the time that it gets back to the East Coast, it's going to just bury them in snow.
Yes.
Got it. All right. Thank you very much. Made kind of in the near term, but what he says makes some sense, doesn't it? If this giant storm should boil up even more somehow as it crosses the continental United States, as it gets to the East Coast, it would dump, well, he says, feet of snow, and this will occur in January, very shortly. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Turn your radio off, please.
I have done that.
Oh, good. Where are you?
I'm in Sandpoint, Idaho, listening on KSPT, 1400 AM in Bonner County.
That's the way to do a plug.
Thanks.
All right, your name?
My name is Ken.
Ken, and your prediction, Ken?
My prediction is that, and I'm a conservative Republican in the most Republican state, it's not wishful thinking. I just have this gnawing feeling that George Bush is going to resign under a cloud facing impeachment.
That sounds like wishful thinking.
No, it's not. I'm actually a conservative Republican. Goldwater was the first president I voted for. I'm 62.
Uh-huh.
And I did vote for Bush twice.
All right. I might as well go ahead and ask you, what kind of cloud do you envision hanging over his head causing him to run out the White House door?
I believe that he has already done something. It may have been with the NSA or the...
Well, he's already admitted.
Right, but I think something's going to come out that's going to force him to face impeachment and he'll resign.
Well, pretty strong stuff, but certainly allowable. Yes, number 29, officially recorded. So George Bush resigns under a cloud of... Well, what's some kind of cloud? East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm well, sir, and yourself?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
Got a prediction for you. I want to take the conversation in a different direction.
Anywhere you want to go.
All right. I think scientists will unlock partially the immortality gene in 2006.
God, I hope so.
I think they'll be about halfway there.
Okay. Immortality gene uncovered, right?
That's what I'm predicting.
That's really cool. If they did something like that, what do you think the consequences would be of people no longer dying?
It could be good, and it could be very bad.
Mm-hmm. There's
a lot of good people out there, and there's a lot of bad people out there. So.
And you'd only want to give the immortality gene to the good people, right? I mean, the hell with the bad people. Let them expire.
Well, you just have to be fair about it. If it's there and you choose to continue living forever, How many people would really want to live forever?
Let me ask you this. Do you think as many poor people as rich people would get the immortality gene?
Rich people.
You think the rich people would get it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At first.
Yeah.
I think it would trickle down to everybody.
And then eventually it would get to Walmart.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Well, you can get everything else there. All right. I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. All right. The immortality gene is uncovered, and at first just the rich get it, but then eventually it's distributed somewhat evenly. I don't think it would go that way at all. In fact, that'd be worth a whole night's discussion, wouldn't it? Once again, back to the phones and your predictions for the year 2006. Hopefully well thought out. Reminding you of the brief, no big deal rules. Rules are one per customer only. No email, no fast blasts, only on-air predictions. So we record, number them, and can review them. Please think very hard before dialing. We want these to come from your psychic center. Not what you wish, not what you hope, but what you're predicting. And while we're at it, no predictions of assassinations of U.S. politicians will be allowed. I will bleep them out, and you will lose your opportunity to even make a prediction. All right, first,
Colorado.
Okay, I had to zap that out because you're not supposed to give your last name on the air, buddy.
Oh, sorry about that.
So let's start anew. Your name is Jack.
Yep.
And
I'm calling from Greeley.
Greeley, Colorado.
Yep, just north of Denver.
All right, Jack.
Yeah, big fan of your show. My prediction for tonight is I've been getting a lot of kind of feelings about something happening with the Catholic faith. Now, I'm not a Catholic, but I seem to get these images that Pope Benedict is really going to begin to assert himself and try and make the Catholic faith not only a major religious power, but also a major political power in the world.
Oh,
and I
boy.
I think that we're going to see some transitions there that lead to something where most Americans kind of treat Catholics the same way where a lot of Americans are beginning to treat Muslims, with an almost instant distrust. And we're going to get a little bit of that happening with the Catholic faith by the end of the year as well.
And so you believe they'll become suddenly very political?
Yeah, I think that Pope Benedict is going to make a strong push to make them a much more political power and much more powerful politically worldwide.
God, think about that. That is something to think about. All right, number 31. Thank you very much. That's quite a bit to think about. If the Catholic Church, led of course by the Pope, were to decide that it wished to become a political power and have political influence, not that it doesn't now, but I mean, you know, just come right out of the closet, so to speak, on the issue, and really begin to influence politics worldwide, it could do it, couldn't it? And that would cause all kinds of difficulty. I must say, you're coming up with a lot of very interesting and unusual predictions this year. Very specific as well. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello, Art.
Hello.
This is Matt in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, fellow ham and listening on WMT 600.
Yes, Matt. Welcome.
All righty. Got one that's not quite so unusual, more realistic, but I think Bush is going to start giving a little bit of details into an exit strategy for Iraqi soldiers.
Do you think we're going to actually leave Iraq?
What was that?
Do you think we're going to actually leave Iraq?
Well, eventually, but I think he's going to start giving a little bit of an exit strategy.
Okay.
Not that we might utilize it in 2006, but he's going to start giving details.
Well, usually that's not done because of course, once you announce an exit strategy, once you announce you're leaving, then, those who oppose us, those who wish us dead, would have a date by which they could rejoice and know they could take over, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much. For that reason, I wouldn't think they would announce something of that sort until they're actually prepared, ready to do it. But anyway, number 32, President Bush begins to give hints of an exit strategy for Iraq. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Yes, hello, Art.
Hi.
This is Keith in Hamilton, Ontario.
Yes, Keith.
First, what's with all the anti-Canadians? Wow.
I know. I feel a certain pressure from the north.
Yeah.
And it's not just the storm that's about to come in either.
Yeah, we're evil people, huh? Yeah. Art, I've been correct on your prediction shows 6 years in a row, and before I give you my prediction,
yes.
Is there a way you can review my 2005? Because I think it's one of the biggest you've
had.
Well,
what number was it?
Number 100.
Number 100, yeah, I can review that right away. Number 100, hold it, was racial wars,
yes.
Canada and America.
No, not Canada and America, no. I just said race wars. I said there'll be wars in you know, you look at what happened, the Paris riots. That was, you know, 10 times the size of Rodney King. There were two in Australia.
Well, you're right.
Neo-Nazis.
But I did, last time I wrote down Canada / America. I must have done that because you said something.
Yeah, I said it'll be in Canada, in America.
Well, but it wasn't.
Oh, there were in America, yeah. In Toledo.
Well, yeah, you're right. Ding.
Yeah, Dallas.
I forgot about that. You're absolutely right. Okay, yeah. And of course Paris. You didn't mention Paris, but
yeah, I did. I mentioned Paris riots. Yeah,
you
and
did.
There's two in Australia as well.
Didn't write that one down. Okay, I'll ding you on the basis of that, though.
Yeah, sure. Okay, thanks. And my
33. You'll be number 33.
Okay, for this year.
Yes.
Okay. This one is just as bad. A female celebrity will encounter her stalker, and she will be murdered.
Wow.
Yeah. That hasn't happened in a long time, but yeah.
And, you know, the fact that you've been right 6 times in a row.
Yeah, scares me, yeah. And I think I know who it is. I'm not going to say
No, don't do that.
Yeah, I know.
All right, I've got it. Thank you very much. Right, number 33, and he claims now to have been right 6 times in a row. That carries some weight, if true. That a female celebrity will be murdered by her stalker. 33. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Art.
Hi.
Hi, Roger from Santa Barbara.
Hey, Roger.
Hi. It's a delight to be on your program.
Good to have you.
My prediction is that neither Sylvia Brown, John Edwards, James Van Prague, or any other self-proclaimed psychic will take Randy's $1 million challenge because they are all craven frauds.
No psychic wins Randy's.
No psychic wins Randy's challenge, period.
Well, you know what? There are other people who say that Randy's challenge is a moving target.
There are those people that say that, and they're wrong.
And they're wrong. Randy's challenge is ironclad and has no moving target. It's real.
Precisely correct, Art. Thank you.
You're very welcome, and it's number 34. I don't know. I think I might be on the side who thinks there is a little wiggle room for the goalpost on some of Randy's challenge, but what have you. International Line, you are upon the air. Hello, where are you, please?
I'm in Australia.
Australia?
Yep, and my name is Ted.
Okay, Ted, glad to have you.
Long-time listener.
Yes, sir.
I reckon that the northern part of Australia, around Darwin, Cairns, Mackay, Broome, will be hit by worse storms than what we got now, and New South Wales and Victoria will get really dry.
Okay, a lot of storms, huh?
Yep.
Okay. You know, do you think that this is part of a worldwide phenomenon? In other words, that Australia is not the only one getting the weird weather. You've certainly seen the news from here this last year, and it's been terrible. So do you think it's a worldwide phenomenon?
Yeah, it is, because my brother-in-law is in England, and they're facing real bad weather right now.
It's very cold.
Oh, yes. He's up in Hampshire, and they're facing snow. They had a police warning not to go out on the road and all sorts of things.
Yes, indeed. All right, my friend, thanks for the call all the way from Australia.
Thank you.
And if everybody will listen carefully for the international number, we give it out, and you can reach us from any part of the world to register your prediction for 2006. Well, obviously, I can think two things are coming forward thus far this year. The alien business, the possibility of a crashed alien craft, and certainly the weather is on everybody's mind. And I'm afraid to suggest that what Whitley and myself wrote in The Coming Global Superstorm is absolutely coming true. Not the final chapter yet, perhaps, but I would say we're pretty deep into the book. Check it out. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi.
Turn your radio off, please.
Yep, I just turned it off.
Okay. And your name?
Adam from Malden, right outside of Boston, listening on WIKO 680.
Yes, a big one there in Boston. All right.
My prediction is that that just like warnings on cigarettes, cell phones from the government are going to have warnings for showing that brain damage, like affects serotonin, which will mean more people will be on antidepressants because of cell phones, and also it will accelerate the cancer gene in men for prostate cancer from wearing it on their hip.
Well, of course, the whole thing is a big controversy right now. There have been a lot of studies, but you think 2006 will bring a discovery and warnings that cell phones do brain damage. Is that it?
Yes, and cancer, you know, from wearing it on the hip. Well, younger people will have more and more prostate problems.
Well, that would be horrible. Absolutely horrible. Judging by the number of people that one sees on cell phones these days, this would not be warmly received news at all.
No, and people won't stop. Just like they didn't stop smoking cigarettes, they'll just keep on using the cell phone.
So you're saying cell phones are an even larger addiction than tobacco?
Yes.
So despite brain damage, hip cancer, and God knows what else, they will keep using their cell phones, unable to put them down.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can you hear me now? All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, Appel, I think you're great.
Thank you.
Okay.
And take care. So Americans addicted to their cell phones will keep them glued to their ears despite ongoing brain damage. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, this is Terry from San Diego, California.
Hey, Terry.
Mine has to do with earthquakes.
Okay.
And I think that there's going to be a 7 or greater quake in the San Francisco area. But what's going to happen is it's going to be a cascade effect. That one will happen. It'll set off another one around Tom's Place. I don't know where that is. I just know that that's where it's around that area. And then closer towards California or L.A. area.
So like a set of dominoes, California
right.
will go down.
No, it won't go down. It's just going to be a cascade effect, and I don't know if they're going to be bigger or San Francisco will be smaller, but what they're going to find is that a set of faults that they never knew before is deeper than they ever thought.
All right, I've really got to ask, how did this come to you? I mean, that's pretty intriguing. Deep faults never before discovered
right.
and a cascading effect.
Deeper than they ever even thought existed.
How did this come to you?
I was in the Sunwar quake in 71.
Yes.
And ever since then, my mother and I both have been on the more sensitive side. We can usually sense when there's one coming, never know where, never know when. But this has been an ongoing thing. It's come in dreams and feelings. And all I know is it'll probably start in San Francisco. It'll work its way down. Like I said, I don't know where this Tom's Place is.
Yeah, and where are you again, please?
San Diego.
San Diego. Well, presumably then, it could come as far. In fact, somebody called earlier and said San Diego would be floating out in the Pacific somewhere.
I don't see that happening. But I think it's really going to set everybody off kilter because they're going to be so big and they're going to think maybe it's one big one, but it's not. It's a cast domino effect, and they're fault lines that are deeper than what they've ever found before.
So you don't plan to move?
No, I think I'm safe, actually.
Uh-huh. All right, but a lot of Californians are not.
I think there's going to be some major damage.
Got it. All right. Number 37 is yours. Thank you very much. 7.0 or greater in the San Francisco area. It'll be very deep. These will be fault lines not previously discovered. That's also very specific. So we're getting a lot of, very interesting predictions this year. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Art, this is Rick. I'm calling from Nashville, listening on 1510 WLAC.
Yes, Rick.
How are you tonight?
I'm well.
My prediction is that a giant, I don't know if you'd call it a flock, or what it'd be called, of bats will invade the southern United States from Mexico coming through Texas.
Really? Bats invade the U.S.?
Yes.
Wow. This is also a very unusual prediction to make, and from Mexico, huh?
Uh-huh. There's lots of them in Texas. They tend to hang out underneath bridges, and there's a lot of video you can find on the Internet of them, but I think that there's going to be an overpopulation this year due to the weather changes, and we're going to see a lot of them coming in. It's going to be...
People are not going to like this.
Well, it'll be bad for the insects, and they might like it after all.
Well, maybe, but people don't much like bats. So if there was an actual invasion from Mexico, I think it would upset a lot of people.
That's right. Hey, what do you do exactly with the predictions? You lock them away? Is that...
Oh, yes. These are set aside in the Bell Family Vault every year, and we review the predictions. So I can't tell you, of course, it's a secret location. But we have a secure, secret location. Fireproof, waterproof, earthquake-proof, guaranteed.
Do you still have your Geo Metro? Isn't that what you used to have?
I have two of them, sir.
Yeah, and you also have the Trans Am. Do you still have it?
Absolutely.
Okay, I wondered about that. And I've listened to you for years. I haven't heard you talk about them in so long. So.
Well, there's not much to say. They're there, and mainly we haven't had to service them, and that's good. Thank you.
Yeah, all right, thank you.
Right, take care. The little Geo Metros. We drive those probably 95% of the time. And then our other cars, we call them fun cars. You know, when you want to get out and... I probably shouldn't talk about that. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Radio off, please. No, you don't have to destroy it. Just turn it off the other way. There you go. Okay. Your name is?
Bob.
Hey, Bob, where are you?
Denver.
Denver. All right. You now have the opportunity to make an insightful prediction for the coming year.
It's kind of odd.
Well,
The psychic communities online.
Yes.
The kind of homebrew style ones are either going to come together and stop the infighting or really, really start it up and create a lot of mess.
I would vote for the latter. You know, these groups online, no matter how well and well-intentioned they begin, they always turn into fights. So whether it's psychics or ufology people or any other special little group that's... Haven't you noticed?
Yeah.
You know, when people start writing messages, they start pretty soon... It's well-intentioned, then they're ripping each other to shreds.
It becomes the who's got the right answer and egos get in the way.
Yeah, it's inevitable. It always happens. So I'm sorry, I vote for the latter.
Well, I think it'll go one extreme or the other, but I think it'll spill over into psychic violence.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you think it will be fully in the psychic realm, or do you see it spilling over into the physical arena?
Depends on who jumps in the boat. It's awfully difficult to... accomplish physical tasks for any distance with psychic abilities.
Yes.
So most time they'll lean on the strictly psychic level.
Let us quickly review yet a few more of those made for 2005, number 29. That government psychics prevent a terrorist attack. Now, I have no way of confirming that, and if they did, certainly we would not be told. So, I'm not sure what to do with that, because we cannot confirm it. I guess I have to bonk it, but I do so hesitantly. Number 30, Saudi Arabia falls and joins Iran. That's a definite bonk. Number 31, active combat in North America. Thank God, that would be a bonk. Number 32, a nuke goes off in Baghdad, definitely a bonk. 33, International Space Station is abandoned. Boy, that's close to right. It is certainly not correct, so we'll bonk it, but it's close. Number 34, Russia invades Alaska, a big bonk. Number 35, military-connected Holocaust. I'll go ahead and bonk that, but I don't know. Number 36, I don't get this one. Canamax, something about food security. Oh, that's something about food security in Canada. I think it's bonk. Number 37, bio attack. That would be a bonk. Hasn't been. Number 38, a medical breakthrough. Well, ding, ding, ding. There's always a medical breakthrough, right? Number 39, terrorist attack in Las Vegas in July. Thank God, that would be a bonk. Number 40, Jim Morrison found alive. Number 41, Russia asks for our help with the Chechens, and I do not believe that occurred, so I'll bonk that. 42, a political birth, a multi-birth. Now, I think that's a bonk. I'm not even sure what that means. Number 43, Bibles are made illegal, bonk. And number 44, multiple UFOs sighted in the Southwest. Now, that may be a ding. So we'll hold it right there. As I said, last year was not a shining example of what can be done. But I am convinced, truly I am convinced, that all of you have as much psychic sense as the so-called psychics. Perhaps not quite the amount of showbiz in you, but you have as much psychic sensitivity as those who bill themselves as experts. First-time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, this is Jason from Canada.
Yes, Jason.
How's it going?
Well, it's going okay, unless you Canadians plan to unleash some kind of tiny thing on us.
Now we're harmless.
All right.
Okay, I got a prediction for 2006.
Yes, sir.
I'm kind of feeling that there's going to be a discovery in the ocean, and it's going to be a discovery of some kind of vessel or some kind of ship that they don't know what it is, and it's going to start out to be small. It's not going to be major news, but it's going to lead over time. Maybe not next year or whatever.
Now, are you referring to, you say a ship. Do you mean an extraterrestrial type craft or an ocean going vessel?
I don't think extraterrestrial, but something of this earth that they don't know what it is, but it's going to lead to something bigger.
Some kind of ghost ship, huh?
Some kind of ghost ship. Something like that.
Well, that's again, it's right in line with the predictions. I mean, this is very unusual stuff. A ghost ship discovered in the ocean, and it becomes a big story after a while. I mean, if you were to hit something like that, I'd have to have you as a guest. I mean, that's so off the wall. That
it's just a feeling, you know? It's like something this year is not gonna, it's not going to be, this year specifically, I don't think something super huge, but I think something that is going to lead up to something is going to happen.
All right. Well, if that happens, you're coming on the show as a guest, all right?
I will phone you right back.
All right, buddy. All right, you take care. That was number 40. I mean, you see what I mean about the predictions? They are so sort of different this year. Last year was just a terrible year in terms of calamities, you know, nuclear, terrorist from nature, and a lot of nature did occur. People felt very doomed last year. This year, sort of weird. Wild card line, you're on the air. Hi.
Good morning, Mr. Bell.
Good morning.
My prediction is that it relates to the Pope. Now, I don't know specifics, but let me tell you what I'm feeling. I've always felt a sort of temporary nature to the current Pope, that he is merely temporary or his position will be very short-lived, and I do not sense him being in his position by the year 2007. In other words, he will either be dead or we will have a new pope. I don't know if a pope can step down, or I don't really know that much about the Catholic religion, but I do not feel that Benedict will be Pope by the end of 2006.
Got it. One way or the other, the Pope is short-lived.
Yeah.
All right, got it. Thank you very, very much for the call. So he doesn't necessarily die, but might. So one way or the other, the current Pope is relatively short-lived. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Good morning, Gar.
Good morning.
This is Tom with the Nighthawk Zone calling from Jersey City.
Yes.
I have a prediction about a suitcase nuclear device going off inside St. Patrick's Cathedral sometime late July or early August.
Okay. Why do you feel this?
Well, my wife and I were over there around the middle of this month, and just before we were going up the steps, I felt a little dizzy, and I looked down towards where the bishop's residence is, the cardinal's residence,
right.
And the trees were green. And, of course, there's no foliage on the trees this time of year.
Right.
And I got very hot and very warm, and then I saw a white flash. And it happened within about 2 or 3 seconds, but my wife grabbed my arm. I had cardiovascular surgery in July, and she thought maybe I was having a problem.
Right.
And she asked me what happened, and I told her. I said, I've just got the strangest feeling that there's going to be something happening in this cathedral sometime this summer.
All right. This is exactly the kind of prediction that I've wanted and we are getting. I mean, these are really odd, and they seem to be coming truly from people's psychic sense. So we're getting a very unusual set of predictions so far. I mean, there's no question about it. These are really interesting and specific. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hi, Art.
Hello.
I just want to first thank you for establishing the Coast to Coast University of New Age Thought.
You're very welcome.
I want to put some dates on a prediction that someone else gave.
Oh?
I believe that our current president will be out of office and into a new job between January 31st and May 15th.
Okay.
And I've known this for a long time.
January 31st.
And May 15th.
And May 15th. What do you mean by into a new job?
He will have a change of work, and he won't, despite what he may say, he will not be happy with the change of work.
So you're talking about our President Bush.
Yes. Yes.
Usually when you become president, you don't go for another job after that. Well, some do. I mean, Jimmy Carter's out there building
houses. Well, I think because he will be out of work, he will be in a new job.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
So you believe he'll be gone and working in, boy, what kind of work do you think he'll do?
All I know is that he won't. I think he will try and make out that he likes it. But
I mean, it's not going to be a complete fall like would you like fries with that?
Pardon?
It's not going to be a complete fall like you would you like fries with that?
No.
All right. Thank you. Right. Take care. International line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning there. How are you?
Quite well, sir. Where would you be?
I'm calling from Alberta, Canada.
Alberta, of course.
This is just a prediction. I'm just thinking with this, I don't know if anybody talked about that Saddam Hussein trials, and I just kind of got a feeling that sometime this year he might, during one of his court procedures, that going to get a group of people coming here to storm him and either going to kill him or get him out of there.
Really? You mean an escape?
Like, yeah, either escape him or kill him. One of the two actions, I kind of got the feeling what might happen.
And this in the courtroom?
In his courtroom or in between shuttling him from the jail to the courtroom.
Wow. I've got to ask, I mean, how did this come to you?
Really, really didn't come to me. It's just kind of a quick prediction that something might happen like that.
Mm-hmm.
that.
So, I don't know.
You know, with all, you know, with every, you know, you got one faction that's, you know, with him and the other faction that's against him, and, you know, they figure, well, you know, either try and get rid of him or get him back type of thing.
Got it. All right, thank you. Yet another strange one. Who would imagine that? That the courtroom, in essence, is stormed, and Saddam Hussein is either killed or escapes. First-time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi. Turn your radio off, please.
Okay.
Right away. All right. Your first name is?
My name is Chris.
Okay, Chris, who's about to make prediction number 45. Where are you?
I am in Rancho Cucamonga, California.
Excellent.
Okay. My prediction is that sometime during this year, Iran and Israel will go at it in a war.
That's certainly possible.
In some type of war. And I think the country to start it is not with Iran. I think they are going to join with another country, such as Russia or Saudi Arabia. And
do you think all of this, do you think it would turn into a broader Mideast conflict?
I think it's going to be a more, it's going to be more of a war motivated by religious beliefs, of course, and it's going to be all because the Palestinians want the ultimate land of Israel,
mm-hmm.
and the Muslims want them to be off the map.
Yeah, that would seem to be.
And I have a feeling that this is going to happen sometime this year.
All right. So registered as number 45, Iran and Israel go to war, and it may be a wider war in the Middle East. That is a possibility, of course, every year. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hi.
Oh, hi. I'm calling from San Antonio.
San Antonio. Okay, we've got a lot of static here.
Okay, I'm on a cell phone, so
okay.
Am I better now? I'm here.
Well, you're a little better. Okay. Anyway, what's up in San Antonio?
Well, I have something that I don't know if you'd call it a prediction or just a realization. I frequently sense trends coming.
Yes.
And I don't know if that's psychic or just an awareness. But I just have this feeling that in this year we have the boomers turning 60. We're going to see a real shift in our culture. There's going to be a kind of a cultural revolution where older people are going to have enough of the youth culture.
Yes,
and they're going to start fighting back and saying it's time. You know, we're in the majority. We're the older people. We're the boomers, and we've always set things that
we are the older people, and we rule. And you youngsters will lick our boots and do our bidding.
Yes, and we are tired of a culture ruled by idiotic youth who don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, but they're younger and stronger and can beat us up.
Well, that's true. I mean, I don't know, maybe that's why they've always been in charge. But anyway, that used to be us, of course. But I think that it's going to be a major change in our culture, and I think you're already seeing it in terms of a resurgence of some of the standards in music that some of the young.
You know, I was just going to say that. Why don't we begin with music and demand that this what they're calling music right now,
the garbage,
be immediately stopped, and we and anything that comes out has got to have a tune. If it doesn't have a tune, then you could send it to the moon.
But I really think that it's going to cause a change in the overall, what's the word? Just a sense of our overall culture in the country, because it's going to have a little different pace to it.
All right.
And I think it's, I don't know if you'd call that really anything psychic, but I really feel like it's coming. I think it's going to be a big surprise to a lot of people, because we'll see a real change in feelings about fashion and music and perhaps spirituality.
I see those baggy pants getting pulled in. Is that about it?
That's it.
All right, my dear. Thank you very much. Number 46. So the boomers finally get fed up with the youth of today and make them change everything. Back to music with a tune. No more rap. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Is this East of the Rockies?
Well, you'd know better than I, but you got through on that line, so I'm guessing, yeah.
Okay, this is Jean from Fort Worth. My prediction would be the Mississippi River Valley will be flooding like it did back in 93 after the 4th of July next year.
Okay, Mississippi Valley floods, huh?
Mm-hmm, major.
Major floods. It's going to be another bad year for weather.
Mm-hmm. That's what's making me think of it. Also, the Mississippi River Valley is due for it.
I wonder, when do you think that the larger percentage of the American public begins understanding the size of the change in the weather that we're getting?
Probably when the polls flip.
When the polls flip. Oh, okay, number 47, got it.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I'm wondering about that. This really is occurring in our lifetimes. Normally, things in nature, the changes in climate and so forth, you don't expect to see in a normal human lifetime. But we are seeing it. And I wonder when everybody's going to wake up and realize what's really going on. International Line, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, hi. Am I on the air?
You are. Where are you?
Yeah, I'm calling from Toronto on Mojo 640.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, I think my prediction is going to be that 2006 they're going to go into a one world government, and I think they're going to use a UFO to kind of kick that into as a ruse to get the people off that frame of thinking, and by the time that they realize what had happened, it's going to be too late.
You think all of this will be precipitated by some sort of close contact?
I think what they're going to do is they're going to use the stuff that they have collected in Area 51 or Los Alamos. They're going to use that to put into a populated area, and they probably have some frozen aliens in there.
I see.
And they're just going to use that because
and say that here is the enemy, and this only an enemy from beyond another world could unite the entire world in opposition. Is that it?
Basically. Yeah,
I had a feeling. Well, that certainly would do it. Yeah, I'm afraid I've got to give that a bonk. It is still not in the big way taken seriously. Number 46, I don't understand big sucking sounds. Now, I'm sorry, I wrote that down, but I have no idea what that means, unless it refers to the low pressure in the center of hurricanes, so I'll bonk that. Number 47, cold fusion rediscovered. Well, certainly there's work going on, but I don't think a major rediscovery has been declared. Number 48, a draft. Thank God, a bonk. Number 49, large life found on Mars. Large life. Well, bonk. Number 50, fourth quarter collapse of a large corporation. We'll have to ding that one. Certainly they've been going down like dominoes. Now we get into a very interesting area. Number 51. The Pope will pass away in May or June. Not exactly right, but close enough for me to ding it. He passed away April 2nd of 2005. April 2nd. Number 52, a celebrity has some sort of tree accident. Now, I'm not sure. I don't think any trees have fallen on celebrities that I'm aware of during the year. 53... Lisa Marie Presley has a hit. That might be a ding. I'm not, I'll tentatively bonk that, but that might be a ding. I sort of have a vague memory of something. 54, terrorist attack at one of our ports. We'll give that a bonk. Number 55, Iran and Iraq. If I can read this, and Korea go into, China goes into Taiwan. Definitely a bonk, but always a possibility. And number 56, and we'll stop there, Pope dies on the 15th of March. And now technically that's bonk, but it was April 2nd. So a couple of these were remarkably close, with dates, with respect to the Pope's passing. So those are almost dings. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Art.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was me. Art Bell is a great one. This is Bob, a truck driver from Phoenix.
Hello, Bob.
And I actually pass by Rump every day, 5 days a week, and think of you fondly as I go by.
You mean you have a route that takes you through Pahrump 5 days a week?
Yes, yes. 5 days a week I run from Phoenix up to Tonopah, Nevada, and then the next day turn around and come back and do it 5 days a week.
I'll be darned. All right, my friend, you have a prediction, no doubt, for the year to come.
Yeah, being from Phoenix, I have a, I keep getting this reoccurring vision, and it's of a terrorist attack in the downtown Phoenix area, I'd say it's like a suitcase-type nuke explosion. And
really?
So I believe there's going to be a terrorist attack in Phoenix.
Got it.
Coming here.
You know, since you live in Phoenix, I would think such a prediction, you know, if it's a recurring vision, would be enough to cause one to go elsewhere.
Actually, part of the vision is I'm actually driving, and I see the mushroom cloud appear on the horizon in the Phoenix area as I'm coming into Phoenix.
I see.
And in the vision, the house is pretty beat up by the explosion, but my family is actually okay. And in the vision, I actually call them, and I'm looking at the anvil going up, and I tell them to jump in the car as fast as possible and to drive in the opposite direction of the anvil.
Got it. Boy, that's awfully specific. Awfully specific. And if I really saw something like that, I think I would get my family out of town instead of depending on the rest of the vision and, you know, telling them to drive. But hey, it's your vision. So I've got it. Number 49, it's registered.
Thanks again for all the great years of entertainment.
Thank you, my friend. All right. That's eerie stuff. I mean, these really have been pretty wild predictions tonight. Not at all typical of what you would expect to get. They've been varied, unusual, and many of them, the kinds of things that should they occur, you really would want to have that person on and probe a little into what else they know. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Art, you're the man. It's Raul in Tampa Bay. How you doing?
I'm doing great, sir.
I've got a juicy gossip prediction for you.
All right.
And aren't they the best kind?
Well, for some, yes.
One of the British tabloids is going to do genetic testing on Prince Harry and prove that he is not the son of Prince Charles.
Oh, no.
And it's going to cause great consternation in Great Britain because, as you know, they believe in a royal bloodline. That's how they...
Oh, it would be absolutely devastating.
Yeah, well, that's going to happen sometime this year. Already been done. The testing's already been done. It's just a question of whether they'll have the guts to release it.
Ooh, really? So
I told you it was juicy.
Oh, man, that's really juicy. And you have some back channel secret source of information that has fed this to you, eh?
Either that or I'm just psychic.
Oh, man, you really know something, don't you?
I could just be psychic.
Well, number 50. Buddy.
A nice even number. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you later.
You're very welcome. He really did sound like he knew something, didn't he? East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hi. Good evening.
Good evening.
This is DJ from Chicago.
Yes, sir.
Birthplace of the modern skyscraper and home of deep dish pizza.
Really?
Yes.
The birthplace of the modern skyscraper, is that
absolutely
true?
Absolutely.
Well, I'll be darned.
Sure. Well, my prediction for 2006 is that we will start to see huge developments in what will commonly be considered the next major socio-political anti-discrimination movement in the U.S.
What?
And to some extent around the world.
Break that down into English. What are you saying is going to...
The next major movement in terms of anti-discrimination...
Yes.
In society.
Yes.
And it will be called ageism or youth rights. Similar to the anti-discrimination movements involving women's rights, racial minority rights, and gay rights.
Well, this was kind of like a previous caller who suggested that the baby boomers, now getting around 60
right.
years of age, will rise up and, well, seize power.
kind of a coincidence, but my take is a little bit to the opposite of that. I mean, the youth rights movement, I think, will likely generate historic divisions in our culture.
So I can expect to maybe get a nose ring and have to wear baggy pants here.
No, not necessarily that type of thing. But I mean, through the heated debate that will ensue and the coming together of minds, new political policies, and I think the key is a major society-wide shift in thinking regarding how we view a person's age versus their degree of maturity and intelligence. I think like an excellent example of this would be some policies that move away from age restrictions or start to move away from age restrictions, such as 18 being considered the age of majority or adulthood, and closer to the acceptance of looking at young people as mature and intelligent individuals, regardless of their calendar age.
Uh-huh. So, no doubt
this
will...
I think this will start in 2006.
So, this will bring some constitutional change, allowing 13-year-olds to become president.
Well, maybe not quite that far, but...
Well, I'm
I think
joking.
I think we'll start to see this become the next major movement in terms of anti-discrimination.
All right. Got it, sir. Thank you very much. I just had to exaggerate a little bit for effect. Imagine a 13-year-old as president. What it would bring. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art. It's an extreme pleasure to talk with you. This is Mac from Tacoma in Washington.
Yes.
KVI 570.
Of course.
And my prediction is not a very nice one, but I predict that the Iranian-backed Hezbollah is going to use one of their Katusha rockets to fire a dirty bomb into Israel next year.
Really? You know... The Israelis have considered that, and what do you think their response would be?
Well, I think that what they would do is they would take over the Palestinian lands, and then they would be threatened by the Iranians, and it may escalate from there.
Boy, I don't know. Israel has a large storage of nuclear devices in the desert, buried in the desert. Most people in the world know that is true. Don't you think they would be tempted to use one in retaliation for that kind of attack?
I don't think that they would because the United States wouldn't back them on it.
They don't always listen to what we say, especially when it comes to their immediate national defense. They don't always listen. Nevertheless, your prediction is recorded as number 52, and if Hezbollah were to fire a dirty bomb into Israel, I think the repercussions would be nuclear and very quick. International line, you're on the air. Hello. Well, when you push the button, Art, there you are, now on the air. Hi.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Bell. It's an honor and a pleasure, as always.
Where are you?
I'm in Greenfield Park, Quebec, Canada.
All right.
On 940.
Yes, sir.
And what a bad rap the Canadians are getting tonight. You know,
it is not going well, yes.
We're the politest nation in the world.
Well, I've been trying to tell the callers that, but they have this feeling that you're going to attack us with some sort of weapon, some small nano weapon that'll eat us all up or shortness or something.
Well, you can recognize a Canadian because when we bump into a piece of furniture, we usually end up apologizing to it. It was that polite. In any event, I really enjoyed this program for years, and I've never felt compelled to call or had anything to contribute.
I'm going to remember that forever.
Thank you.
Okay, you have a prediction, right?
Yes. Well, if you wouldn't mind me just giving a little bit of background, I am sensitive, and I usually am able to predict anecdotal things, but I've never had what some of your actual guests have had is a map drawn for me in a dream or a vision.
Yes.
And at one time, about 3 weeks ago, I think, I saw a map of China, and I'm not even familiar with the geography of Asia because it was neglected in my education. We knew Europe and
right.
North America, but it's all kind of vague for me.
And when you saw the map?
And I saw the map, and I saw something happening on the south east coast of China and then also inland, about almost three-quarters of the way to the Russian border.
Okay. Now, can you be at all specific about...
Well, this is it. I thought tsunami, but I got a strong impression that it was some kind of nuclear wind. I almost discounted it or thought that it already happened, because then I saw a news story how the Russians were beginning to clean up from a toxic spill.
Right.
A few weeks ago, because of the burning factories.
Yes.
And I thought, oh, that is what probably had happened. But I still had this nagging conviction that it's a nuclear wind that is sort of airborne. And when I checked the map of China, I realized that there's a coast and there is a large conflagration of water around the Liese River, inland China, and a rise in the topography that would block a wind again. So I guess my prediction is there will be some kind of nuclear either accident or event, and the winds will
sweep across southern China, yeah.
Be blown, whether it's going to be a Korean-inspired test or something. I really couldn't go that far, but that would be my prediction.
All right. Recorded as number 53. When you bump into furniture, do you apologize?
If it's American-made, definitely. But, we try and be as polite as possible.
I know you do. Have a great night.
Thank you very much.
Right. Take care. Listen, Cher, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. Hope it didn't hurt. First-time caller line, you're on the air. Hello? Going once. Going twice.
Yes.
Oh, you just about lost it there, sir. Welcome to the program. Do you have a prediction?
I do have a prediction, and I have... actually, it's for my wife.
For your wife?
She's going to be right here, right now.
Okay, first of all, turn your radio off.
It will be down in 2 seconds.
1, 2. Very good.
Down now.
All right, good.
Okay, she's here right now.
Yes? I was going to put her on the line, I guess.
Hello, Art.
Well, hi there.
Hi. My husband was trying to get through for me because I wanted to make a prediction for next year.
I see. Did you order him to get through?
No, I took a nap.
Did you make him sit there and dial and redial until he got through?
I fell asleep, so he...
You fell asleep while he dialed. All right.
So
ain't marriage wonderful? All right, so you have a prediction, right?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. I'd like to predict that there's going to be a major earthquake that's going to... It's going to be in New York.
In New York.
Near the mouth of the St. Lawrence River going downwards. Somewhere in there, there's going to be a major earthquake.
Well, that's pretty radical, predicting for New York. And how did this, did it come to you while you were asleep or what?
No, I don't know. I don't know how it came to me. I just see it.
All right.
I see it. I feel it. You know, I feel like there's going to be a real... major earthquake there.
Got it. All right. It's going to be number 54. Have your husband get you a cup of coffee.
Thank you, Art. I'll be listening.
Have a good night. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi.
Where are you calling from, sir?
I'm calling from Alberta.
Alberta. And your first name is?
My name's Derek. Long-time listener. Probably 8, 9 years at least.
Okay, Derek. You're going to have to hold it right there. We'll come right back to you because we have neglected to do a break, which we must do right now. Sorry about that, Derek. They come running in and say, commercials, commercials, commercials. So we had to do those. I almost forgot them. They're important. They seem insistent on them. Anyway, Derek, you have some kind of prediction for us, eh?
Absolutely, I do. It's actually, I guess, a follow-up to one of your previous callers. He had mentioned something regarding the Pope.
That's right. He would be short-lived.
Well, my my is based on that, and I think that if this does come to pass, I think our new pope will be our previous pope before him. I think that he's not dead.
The pope isn't dead?
The previous pope, correct.
He's not dead? Then,
I don't think he is.
Then what was that whole thing with the burial?
I think they thought he was at the beginning.
And they discovered he wasn't dead, but went on ahead with a new... Oh, boy. So Pope is not dead.
I don't think so.
Okay. Do you think he's laying in a hospital bed somewhere secretly, or what?
I think that he's secretly definitely tucked away somewhere. And
tucked away. And he'll spring back to life and take his rightful seat.
I don't know about that. There'll be definitely... some controversy behind it. I think they're going to label it somewhat like a miracle.
A little controversy about that, I would suggest, indeed. All right, that'll be number 55, and yet the most unlikely, I think, of them all. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Art. How you doing?
Fine. Your first name?
Rob.
And you're calling from?
Little Rock, Arkansas.
And you predict for next year?
Well, it's kind of in line with Major Ed Dame's predictions regarding the sun activity.
Yes.
I think the sun's just going to continue to surprise us. I think it's going to make world news this year because 2006 is an 8-year, and that's associated with Mercury, and that's news and solar activity, and I just wouldn't be surprised if it really goes off the charts.
Let me tell you, sir, I agree with you. I want to add my prediction to yours. I think it's dead on. I think this is going to be a year when the sun really does go totally berserk. Let me emphasize for several callers how right they are about the sun. And do a little plug for smeter.net at the same time. The frequencies that I frequently operate are carried now on the net. We actually have a receiver set up, and we play it on the net. And it's contained on a site called smeter.net. That's S-M-E-T-E-R.net. And if you go there, you can choose from, I don't know, 4 or 5 different shortwave receivers. And listen, we've got one here in Pahrump, Nevada. And you can hear what's left of shortwave. And I say that somewhat facetiously because the sun has been acting so strangely that none of the frequencies we operate are being supported. In fact, earlier tonight, the ionosphere was in such bad shape that in the northwest part of the U.S. and western Canada and ultimately out into the Pacific, what's called the maximum usable frequency had dropped down to 1 megahertz. Megahertz, that's in the broadcast band. So some of you may have noticed that broadcast stations at the higher end of the dial that you normally hear, you weren't hearing. That's how strange it's beginning to get. It certainly underlines what several callers have said about the sun. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello, Art. This is Dan calling you from the edge of the Bermuda Triangle.
The edge? Where's that?
Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale, okay.
In the state that gave birth to Jim Morrison and ultimately caused his death, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want this prediction to come true. I really, really don't, first of all, to preface this.
Well, most people don't. I mean, we have yet to receive one positive prediction for the night. Most of them are, of course, in the negative category. But proceed.
Well, I mean, it is cataclysmic in that I don't have a complete vision, but I just attach the significance to June 6th of 06.
Okay, I see. Okay. Back to the sixes, right?
Yes, and uh-huh. I think it's between, there just seems to be weather involved in this, in these visions. I keep having them too at night. Bird flu, martial law that Bush talks about. Israel and the Arab states going at it. It's just a combination of things all coming together that overwhelm any rational responses.
So something awful befalls the world on June 6th.
Well, And definitely the Mideast is going to be part of the powder keg, but I think we're going to have weather and pandemic things all coming together sort of as a Murphy's Law of worst, the perfect storm scenario.
Yeah, I've got it, sir. All right, a perfect storm, in essence, forming June 6th. And, of course, the significant part of that is all the sixes involved on that date, so I understand, but he feels something awful is coming. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Art. Bruce in North Hollywood, California, KFI.
Yes, Bruce.
Well, at least my prediction is positive. We are
going. No.
Yes, believe it or not.
Convince me.
I will. We are going to see the collapse of the Democrat Party next year,
see,
which will lead...
You fit squarely, Bruce, right in the middle of the kind of person I said shouldn't make predictions. Now, I can hear from the glee in your voice that this is not just something that you're predicting, but something that you deeply wish and hope and support. Oh, I don't know. I can hear it.
When you are told that you have terminal cancer, you might not die that day.
Yeah.
But you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay. And it will happen. This is going to be the year. It pretty much has been happening this year really in full force. But truly, we will see the collapse of the Democrat Party.
Uh-huh. And
want to know why?
Well, yes, I do.
Okay. They've painted themselves into a corner. They're in a box. They have no choice, because if they go back to the Democratic Party...
What do you mean? No, slow down. They've painted themselves in a corner in what way?
The extreme left, who are basically socialists, but they're in the Democrat Party because we have two major parties.
Uh-huh.
And it can happen, Art, because there's no Whigs anymore, and they were the dominant party back a couple of centuries ago.
Uh-huh.
They have basically... and. Will continue to alienate Americans. Americans don't want to be told constantly that they're bad people, that they stand for bad things.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to split the party.
Uh-huh.
The socialist wing will end up starting another form. They can call it whatever they want, but it'll be the socialists.
And why is it you don't want to see this happen? I mean, I sense you're not a Democrat.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
But it's not only party, it's not Republican versus Democrat, it's the Democrat Party against the United States of America.
I see.
The Republicans will be
I've got it. Number 58, Democrats collapse, and if you think for 1 second that I believe that that's not a personal bias through and through, start to finish, obvious from the beginning, but nevertheless, I put it down. Hope you're happy. It's a wish, a hope, a dream. And I put it down for you, but it certainly was a near violation of the rules. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art. This is Peter from Dearborn Heights.
Hey, buddy.
My prediction is that the timeline is it's a full moon, it's winter, and the harbor is mined.
What are you talking about?
I had a dream in June 2005. In my dream, I saw two moons. As I walked, they became hidden by a tree. I backed up to get a second look. As I looked, one moon was falling. It fell below the horizon, and I braced myself for the shock of impact. I didn't feel any impact, and the dream ended at that point.
Okay, but how do we fit? What is the prediction?
To me, that means that these powers that are in power, that their power is fading. It didn't hit.
How
the
in God's name do you interpret a falling moon into political disfavor?
Okay, well, let me read you basically the second dream I had. This time I saw the two moons. This time I was overlooking a large, like, farm field with trees on the border horizon. I sensed that it was twilight.
Are you related to my last caller?
No.
No.
Early morning or evening. At that, the one moon or sun moved down, I heard voices. I heard voices like I'm talking to you right now.
Yes.
Yep, a little quieter. I heard voices. And the words that were spoken were, "The harbor is mined." And
okay, I've got to write down what your prediction is. So what do I write?
Immediately, I became more alert and trying to find out what happened.
Listen to me.
Yes.
What do I write as your prediction?
The prediction is that the harbor is mined. It could go either when the moon is full this month or next month, which is winter. The harbor is going to explode. Something is, in other words, there's some kind of explosive in the mine, in the harbor, somewhere in the world, whether it's United States or
some,
in the world.
Some harbor, somewhere.
Is going to get hit.
All right, I've got it. At least I've got something to write down. That was a little confusing. So I'm not, but the harbor is mined. Let us all keep that in mind, just in case. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art?
Yes.
This is Paul from Tucson.
Yes, Paul.
KNST 790.
Yes, sir.
And I would like to make a prediction.
Of course.
I have a prediction that America will enter into a civil war in November of 2006.
Wow.
And that it will be mostly logistic, and that there will be a culmination of the war in November 2008, and the troubling point to me is...
Well, an American civil war is a very serious matter. What do you envision us being at war with ourselves about?
Well, this is what is what I sense when the World Trade Center was attacked and the tremendous rage that we felt as we watched those images.
Yes.
I can feel a rage about 1,000 times that feeling that I had then.
Uh-huh. But over what issue?
I don't know. This is what's strange, but I don't see past that date, that timeline of November 2008, I don't see a thing. It's just like it's blackness.
That's pretty dark, all right.
And that it's very troubling. And then when I heard a very interesting point that Ed Dames made, it became even more chilling because seemed to align up with something he said. Now, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but it sounded awful similar to me. And
all right, sir. I've got it listed. Thank you very much. An American Civil War with feelings that are 1,000 times that which we all mutually experienced during the 9/11 horror. So that'll go down as number 60. And the international line will be 61. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. And where are you?
My name is Willow, and I'm in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
All right. Welcome. You have a prediction?
I do. I believe that man-made space-related technology will provide the beginnings of a medical breakthrough at the cellular level.
So space technology... somehow gives us a breakthrough that does what? A medical breakthrough that does what?
A medical breakthrough that provides information for us at the cellular level. I don't know if it's going to be related to the Human Genome Project or stem cell research or any number of ways that you want to look at us as a race on a cellular level.
A very interesting prediction. It almost sounds as though you have some real knowledge about something going on, do you?
My friends tell me that I have what they call the multitasking library in my head. They show up, they say, I need something, and I tell them these odd things that happen. It's
okay.
Like you show up and you ask me a question, and it's like a library card.
Got it. All right, well...
just gets presented.
All right, number 61, that through some sort of space technology... there's a breakthrough at the cellular level that really affects mankind. Now, that is another very unusual prediction, to be sure. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Art?
Yes.
Hi, it's Mark, Siegelville, Texas, 570 KLIF.
Yes, Mark.
I just woke up all 30 minutes ago and realized your show was on, but I was having a dream, and I've had it all two or three times the past three or four months.
Does it involve a prediction for next year?
Yeah, it's considering a discovery sort of around in the Bermuda Triangle. I'm not sure what. It's just a large vessel of some type. I'm not sure if it's past or futuristic.
Okay. Some kind of vessel, though, in the Bermuda Triangle?
Yes, and it's going to be for the good.
Okay. That's also unusual. And also, if you just woke up a half hour ago, buddy, then your prediction was very similar to another man who suggested there would be a kind of a ghost vessel found somewhere. So I'm beginning to see a little bit of a pattern there as well. Wildcard line, you're on the air.
Good morning, Art.
Good morning.
This is Jane, originally from Moline, currently driving a semi across Colorado.
No kidding. How's the weather out there?
Actually, it's pretty nice. It's, let's see here now, 22 degrees, but it's clear and the roads are perfect.
Where are you headed?
At the moment, I'm headed down into Denver.
Into Denver. Well, you should be all right. There's a West Coast storm that's a real ripper snorter, and you will not run into it, fortunately.
We drove through it leaving Utah and crossing Wyoming. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I bet. All right. You have a prediction.
Yes, I do, and I hope to heck that I'm wrong and it doesn't come true. I see the New Madrid fault letting loose, and not so much the magnitude of the quake, but the timing. I see it happening during a flood stage on the Mississippi, and the damage it causes to the levees will create massive flooding.
Oh, that's a bad one, all right. If you combine the New Madrid letting go with the levees letting go, well, my goodness. And it's a dream?
No, actually, believe it or not, it was a vision that I had when you asked us all to look inside ourselves.
Gotcha. That's exactly what I wanted. We'll see how it turns out. Number 63.
Thank you, Art.
All right, thank you very much, and have a great night and a good new year. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hello there.
Hi.
I got a prediction. I think Castro's going down. He's going to die this year.
Mm-hmm.
And the person that takes over the power is going to align himself with Mexico, and they're going to declare parts of the Southwest and Florida their country.
Hmm. That would be very upsetting for us.
Yes, it would.
So
in a passive takeover.
Wants U.S. South. Boy, I'll tell you, that'd be something. All right, all right. So you believe Castro will die? You believe the parties taking over will align themselves with Mexico and then demand some U.S. territory as theirs?
Well, I don't know whether you could say demand. They'll just declare they have enough people there. They'll just declare that it is theirs.
I
have enough people in place and there, they'll just say, hey, you're part of us now.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Duly recorded, and pretty odd stuff. Really odd stuff. That's certainly been the hallmark of the predictions made this evening. Very specific, very different. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Good morning, Art. This is Chad in Yakima on KIT 1280.
Okay, you're going to have to yell at me a little, Chad. You're not too loud.
Okay.
And you have a prediction?
My prediction is that Virgin Galactic will have a joint venture with NASA in 2006.
Really? And what do you think they'll do?
The private space firm will have a link up with ISS. Or they'll announce they'll be doing that project.
Do you really think Virgin is far enough along to attempt something of that magnitude with NASA?
By 2008, they're hoping to carry passengers, so I'm...
Well, right. But they've still got a long way to go, and to risk a private venture mating up, so to speak, with a space station is quite a reach. But, hey, you never know.
Well, they'll be announcing that.
Okay, got it. Thank you. It's number 65, and again, pretty far out there. International line, you're on the air. Where are you calling from, please? Hello?
Houston, Texas.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You're on the international line. First-time caller line, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. What is your first name?
This is Donna. I live in Payson, Arizona.
Okay, Donna, we've only got about a minute, so what's up?
Well, you ask us to just clear our minds and think, and all of a sudden it just came to me that in 2006, President Bush is going to be hurt. I don't know how badly, or it won't be terminal, or, I mean, it won't kill him, whatever it is.
Thank goodness.
No idea what it is.
All right, so you think he might fall down or something might happen, and he's not going to be killed. He's just going to somehow be injured.
Be wounded somehow, yes.
Uh-huh. Well,
I don't know why, but it just
guess
came
that,
to me.
Okay. I guess that fits barely within the rules.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.